From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carolina Hurricanes will start training camp on Thursday on the ice for the first time. There's 1,000 players here, but there really aren't a lot of spots available for jobs to be won. Walt Ruff was just down in Florida with the Hurricanes prospects as they had a prospect tournament, and I believe they kicked its rear end again, and maybe one of those players will make the roster. Walt Ruff from Hurricanes.com joins us on the Adam Gold Show. All right, who won the, the weekend in Florida?
Well, Adam, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to talk Hurricanes hockey again. I think the big winner of the weekend is Ryan Suzuki, 2019 first-round pick for the Carolina Hurricanes. And he's had a turbulent couple of years because of injuries and suffered a major eye injury back in his days in junior that definitely set him back. And other odds and ends over the past couple of seasons, hasn't been really to play a full healthy season. But wow, did he look good this past weekend. He looked every bit of what a first rounder should look like in a prospect showcase. And in turn, may have brought himself into some more discussions as we get into the onset of Thursday's training camp.
Yeah, to me, there's one spot in the Hurricanes forward group right now, given full health of the forwards, and that is the fourth center on the roster. Could be Ryan Suzuki, could be Jack Drury, could be Vasily Ponomarev. I'm guessing it's one of those three that has the inside track. I'm going to ask you about another question about Suzuki in a second, but I watched him in the shootouts. He made that look too easy. It was too smooth, some of the moves that he made in the shootout. Like, I don't think you could make the team based on that, but does that kind of belie that there is skill there that maybe the other two guys don't necessarily have?
Well, I have to agree with you on the first part, especially that fourth center role is going to be the one to keep an eye on as training camp moves forward for the Hurricanes. Vasily Ponomarev, Jack Drury, Ryan Suzuki, those appear to be the big players in that spot. And along the lines of Suzuki, yeah, I think you can't ignore that level of skill. He said he doesn't think he's normally very good in the shootout. I think everyone is saying otherwise after these past couple of days. And I think, to be honest, it extended more and more than just the shootout. I mean, by the time the third game yesterday morning against Nashville rolled around, he was making plays in-game that he was just making look almost nonchalant that were really high-level plays. And so his confidence appeared to grow as the tournament progressed. Canes assistant general manager Darren York said the same thing when I talked to him after yesterday's final result. And the confidence is there. The health is there. These are all a part of the package that you were hoping to see when Carolina selected Suzuki in the first round in 2019.
Walt Ruff, Hurricanes.com, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Now, he is older than just about all the prospects. So do you factor that in and maybe temper the dominance that you saw?
Definitely. The bar is a little bit higher for Ryan. I mean, let's face it, there are guys both within the Hurricanes lineup at a tournament like this and across the ice that are, you know, 18-year-old invitees who, were not drafted. They are going back to junior probably most likely within the week. And that level of competition is not to the same of that Ryan Suzuki is both accustomed to playing against and that he faced last year playing in the American Hockey League. So he should have looked good. He did look good. So, of course, there is that, you know, taking it with a grain of salt that that's probably what he should have looked like in a tournament as such.
All right, who else looked good? I mean, I know Jack Drury's not there. He's no longer one of those prospects. But Vasily Ponomarev, who I know a lot of people are very high on, how did he look down there?
Connemara looks really good, and the way I put it is he didn't look like he was a dominant player every single shift. He just looked more refined and more polished than everybody else on the ice. He looked like he has spent time working with NHL guys and looks like he has had an established AHL season under his belt. Again, there are some young men in that tournament who are back playing in junior hockey this season, and that's obviously a far cry from the NHL for most of those players. But Panamara looks good. And then another one that really kind of took another massive step forward, at least in my eyes, is defenseman Dom Fensor. He is, of course, the major drawback is listed at 5'7", 151 pounds, so very, very small. But Tim Gleason said, and I quote, "I don't know a better skater." I mean, it's so clear when you watch him that he knows just how to move his legs in, I don't know, in an unfathomably way, if that's even a good descript of it. But he moves so quick. He's so smart with the way he goes about it. Power play the first quarter, or excuse me, quarterback the first power play unit down there. Just really did a tremendous job. And then you have to give a little bit of love to the goaltenders, too. I thought they were really good. I believe they allowed a total of 5 goals against, and I think at least 2 were during the special teams play. So shout out to Jacob Vondras and Yanni Peretz as well.
Yanni Peretz is the kid who won a national championship with Quinnipiac last year. Remember Skylar Brindamore, Rod Brindamore's son, was on that squad, and they won it all. And Peretz has a history of just not allowing a lot of goals. His save percentage, you go back and you look, go to HockeyDB.com and look up Yanni Peretz, and you go, his save percentage seems to be significantly higher than 90% just about every single season. He just has a knack, I guess, for not giving up goals. All right. Let me just throw this at you before we let Walt Ruff say goodbye, and we will talk to you, sir, on I'll bother you on Thursday when I'm hanging out there like a pest all day long on Thursday, because that's where I will be. I'll be at training camp for the first day because I'm looking forward to a lot of things. What are your biggest questions? You know, we don't have questions about the roster, really, but what are you thinking about? What are you planning to put on Hurricanes.com as we get, as training camp starts in a couple of days?
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus.
Woo!
This fall, the Disney bundle has all the action.
Holy smokes!
Watch live NFL and college football games on ESPN Plus. On Disney Plus, there's Loki Season 2.
War is on its way.
And Ahsoka.
Buckle up.
And on Hulu, you can watch The Boogeyman and Welcome to Wrexham.
Oh my God, the expectation.
All of these and more streaming this fall with the Disney bundle. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Well, it's actually a wonderful and a very timely question, Adam, because I kid you not, I have an article set to publish tomorrow morning about the 5 biggest questions going into Carolina Hurricanes
training
camp.
Look at this!
I'll spoil a little bit of that, but I think you and I are probably aligned in the number one being, how does the situation on defense shake out? They were able to sign Dmitry Orlov on July 1. Business is great. You've got your 6, and then all of a sudden Tony DeAngelo, who prior to Brent Burns had the most points in a single season by a Hurricanes defender ever, comes back in the mix. So it's truly just an embarrassment of riches on the back end. How does that shake out? That's what I'm most looking forward to seeing. Another one would be Andrei Svechnikov. I know that Don Waddell has said he expects him to be good to go opening night. I think if you spend some time around Andrei and just knowing his gusto for the game and how much he wants to be playing, I think he also expects to be playing opening night. But of course, then there's the sentiment of why rush him back? We saw what happened last season with Max Pacioretty, and I know that can be a little bit of apples to oranges there, but Andrei Svechnikov wants to be playing. If he is deemed healthy enough and good to go, will he be in the lineup October 11th against the Ottawa Senators? Because as Rod Brind'Amour raves, you know when Andrei Svechnikov is on the ice. He is a game-changing player. We saw how much he was missed during the stretch last year and during the postseason. So I guess that's my 1-2 punch of questions entering Thursday's training camp for the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, by the way, a week from today is the first preseason game at PNC Arena. And I know Carolina brought in a lot of guys on professional tryouts. And I think a lot of those players will dot the roster because it also satisfies the quota of NHL players that you have to dress. I don't think we'll see a ton of regulars the first couple of games. I think you'll probably see them maybe the last two, home and away, some home, some away against Nashville. But I think you're going to see a lot of PTO guys and maybe one NHL line each of the first two games. But I agree with you. I think Svechnikov, it's going to be difficult to keep him off the ice for opening night. That'll be the biggest challenge Rod Brind'Amour has. If he wants to be patient, good luck. good luck being patient with Andre, who I believe thought I might be able to come back for the sometime in the playoffs because he is just a lunatic. Walt Ruff, I appreciate your time. Follow him on Twitter at Walt Ruff, and I will and you will read his stuff at Hurricanes.com, and I will see you Thursday.
Looking forward to it, Adam. Thank you.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington
for challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.